Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Coffee and Capitalism Radio, a place to learn how to live life and make money. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with Sean Kessel, city administrator for Dickinson, North Dakota, and also president for the Western Dakota Energy Association. And he talks about how the quality of life has improved out in Western North Dakota, how the community and leaders came together and have been able to manage the up and down of the oil economy. Sean Kessel, city administrator, Dickinson, North Dakota, and president of the Western Dakota Energy Association, about the investments going into the quality of life. And then we sit down and have coffee with Mark J. Lindquist, motivational speaker and professional singer, and his business manager, who now has his own company, Jared Bai, with JLB Talent Productions, and discuss a variety of topics involving corporate culture, small business, growth, competition, and working together. And also, we spend some time with the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, William Prentice. All that and much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, Sean Kessel, city administrator for Dickinson, North Dakota. Formerly the North Dakota oil and gas producing counties. First, let's talk off about Dickinson, the great new award that they've got now. I mean, if I'm thinking back here, 2013 City of the Year, fastest growing micropolitan, best small town, best tasting drinking water, happiest place on earth, the best place for retirees. What am I missing? And I mean, let's talk about the kudos for Dickinson, North Dakota.
I really thank you for complimenting us like that. We've been lucky. We've a lot of people from the outside looking in have said that we've made a few more right decisions than we have wrong, and it's really humbling to have our community recognized in that way. And I really want to emphasize the community side of that. You know, in order for a community to be recognized, you have to have a good economy, good health care, good schools, good secondary education. It's a city in the aggregate, not just the city government portion of it.
And which one is this latest award that you guys got just about a month ago? Was it best city in the United States in terms of a region, or what was it again?
It was nationally, it was the best place to live. It was, we were number six in Money Magazine's 2017 best places to live in the United States, and we were number six.
Let me ask you, you know, you're the city administrator. You've seen the growth that's happened in the Bakken, whether it be Highway 22 or whether it be the investments that you guys have made in the downtown or even the infrastructure. What would you attribute that award to?
You know, I think that it's all of the above. Like I mentioned, it really is a community effort. We've put a lot of infrastructure in. We've spent, along with partners, you know, our five-year infrastructure plan was over $1 billion for a community of our size, which is virtually unheard of. And so we couldn't have done what we did without partners. And when I say partners, I mean all the developers who had to pay for their own water and wastewater and roads. I mean the state of North Dakota, the DOT, who paid for an overpass, an interstate exchange, a truck bypass. We used our oil production tax revenues that comes back to us via the oil hub city formula to pay for wastewater, for water, for so many improvements, our public works building, our public safety center. You know, our investments alone really pale in comparison to the community-wide investments. And the hospital, you know, putting up a $120 million hospital, the activity center, the expansion in the community center. You know, we identified quality of life a long time ago as one of those ways we're going to set ourselves apart from other communities, not just in North Dakota, but in the region. And so we've been making those investments for quite some time. And evidence to that is community center. We built that 12 years ago, the original construction. We added on to it tennis facilities, indoor tennis, and then we added on to it again just recently by expanding the ice rink and other facilities. So, you know, for us, it boils down to a team effort and focusing on quality of life.
To listen to the full-length interview with Sean Kessel, City Administrator for the City of Dickinson, North Dakota, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out online or on Facebook, facebook.com/thecrudelife, facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Copy and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Mark J. Lindquist, motivational speaker and singer, and his business manager, Jared Bai, who's the owner of JLB Talent Management.
Stand side with the file till the end of February.
Jared Bai, JLB Talent Management.
Mark J. Lindquist, motivational speaking.
Wait a minute now. Last time we spoke, you didn't have that name, so you branched off on your own, huh?
I have, yeah. I'm now working with new speakers, more speakers, and we're growing.
So you started off as Mark J. Lindquist's business manager,
yep.
And you were under his brand at that time, and now you are kind of going in your own behind-the-scenes brand, if you will. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. It kind of grew organically. Mark was out speaking all over, and other speakers would come to him and ask how he was doing it, and I was just part of that equation. And over the last year and a half, I've brought on a few extra speakers, and now we're just growing.
Hey, Mark, what did you make of that? Because that might be a relationship ender for some people, you know what I mean? Like, did you bring it up to him? Did he bring it up to you? Did the clients just say, I want him?
Well, it's like we said in a previous segment, you know, that what do we do in society? You succeed at a thing, and then eventually you get to a place where other people want to know how you succeeded. And so then you start to spread the wealth. You start to spread the word. And so Jared and I were able to build Mark J. Lindquist Motivational Speaking to a certain level of success where now people were approaching me, other speakers, say, how did you do that? And absolutely, we would not be where we are today without the partnership that Jared and I have, you know, having a trusted partner that builds this business with you, that advises you along the way. It's hard enough to build a motivational speaking. No, it's hard enough to build a small business in America. But then you try to build a word-of-mouth motivational speaking business. There's no playbook. There's no game plan for that. And so Jared has the opportunity to take our success and duplicate it with other speakers across America. And actually, that's too limiting. Across the globe. He's got a speaker in
Frankfurt, Germany. Yeah,
that he books gigs for. And so, you know, it's really becoming this maybe this new phenomenon of a speaker who has a business manager who's a trusted partner in your business. I'm excited to see it.
International booking sensation Jared Bai. I was underprepared for this interview. What's the name of your company again?
JLB Talent.
JLB, okay. Yep. JLB Talent. All right, folks, write that down. JLB Talent, if you have any. Wait, what kind of talent? Are we cymbal players or speakers or trombonists?
No cymbal players just yet. Speakers. A few musicians, but mostly speakers.
Okay, so.
The focus is speakers.
You're doing some musicians, huh?
A couple, yeah.
Okay, yeah, we should talk. I used to book musicians. In fact, this show right now that you're on, we have independent musicians as our bumper music. So it's our way. Yeah, it's our way to promote the independent music scene across our 5-state area, and also, you know, the globe with the internet,
sure.
The interweeb, that type of thing. So, okay. So, when did you start JLB Talents?
Let's see. We finally kind of went out on our own this summer.
Okay. So it's relatively new.
Yeah, I've been doing it. I've been working with other speakers for probably about a year, but finally got my act together, branded, and got a website this summer.
Okay, and that makes you official when you get the website.
Yeah.
More than the Facebook page and the Twitter account. Now we actually have to pay for hosting, so we're official now. It's an investment.
And I think for our relationship, it became let's have proof of concept. You know, let's prove that he can manage a speaker to a level of success that others want to duplicate. And once we got there, it was a no-brainer to say, all right, we've got to start offering this to other people. Because then, if you want to kind of get all touchy-feely, altruistic about it, the way I look at it is, I can only be in so many places at once as a motivational speaker, inspiring people, you know, getting them to the next level in their life. But now, look at the impact that Jared can make through the duplication of his efforts supporting speakers, building their businesses to a successful level. Now, that's the ripple effect. That's you're scaling your impact. And now, on any given day, he's got, you know, speakers all over the world speaking and changing lives instead of just one guy like me. So
we are definitely in a contrast period, you know? I mean, you either got to grow or you got to shrink. Very few people are staying the same size right now. Either they're selling off some assets and streamlining, or they're growing a little bit. Sounds to me like you're growing a little bit. How about you? Are you Mark J. Lindquist? I mean, are you do, first of all, you do national anthems.
Yes, sir.
You do motivational speaking.
Yes, sir.
And you even spoke at an oil and gas event. So let's start off, first of all, by talking about, you know, your history with the oil and gas events a little bit, because, you know, we do a energy show. So
yes, sir.
Some people might be like, hey, I saw him at the North Dakota Petroleum Council meeting. Hey, I saw him sing the national anthem and blow the roof off. So talk about those two things. And just how was your experience in the oil and gas world?
It's an incredible way that this industry kind of morphs and evolves. It's all word of mouth. You know, the speakers who try to get started, they say, you know, I need a good marketing plan, or I need the best website, or I need, you know, a good social media strategy. Ultimately, as a speaker coach like myself, I say, no, you need a good keynote. So that's how it happens. I didn't necessarily have a foot in the door with the oil and gas industry. I go speak somewhere. People in the audience have connections, and they say, my goodness, I need that guy to speak at my event. It just so happened that Ron Ness, the president of North Dakota Petroleum Council, happened to be in one of my audiences one day, and he said just that. Oh, my goodness, I saw this guy at an event out of the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. I got to have him at my event. And that's how it snowballs from there. And so, of course, you know, was able to go out and speak at their annual convention and talk about my signature keynote, Passion, because certainly at a time in the oil and gas industry where maybe people need a little jolt, they need a little reminder why they're doing what they're doing, you know, during the contraction maybe, you know, when oil was, you know, oil prices were down. And so I was able to come in at their annual conference and give them that little spark. And so that's what I do for industries all over the country, be it oil and gas, be it banking, be it insurance, be it financial services, teachers, doctors, lawyers. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to come in and remind people why they do what they do.
You know, off air, we were talking about Eric Hatch coaching.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned the oil and gas industry going through that kind of that downturn or whatever, part of what they're doing is reinventing their whole industry because of big data and technology.
Sure.
Anyways, that was one of the things that I thought was interesting about, like, Eric Hatch in comparison with the oil and gas industry, is that what he's done to the real estate world, I think the oil and gas industry could benefit listening to him.
Absolutely. And I think that when you study successful people, there are principles of success that are applicable in all phases of life, in all industries, right? So the things that Eric Hatch has been able to bring to the real estate industry, certainly he is a master at being able to boil those things down to the things that might be, you know, applied in another industry, be it oil and gas or another. And so he's a master at that.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jared Bai and Mark J. Lindquist, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. All of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Well, the bullhorn's brown, kicking leaves on the ground, and the harvest moon way up high. Well, the scarecrow knows, and I'm trying.
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
When it's time. Solid ground, clean this damn life up and turn it all.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, the second part of our interview with Mark J. Lindquist, motivational speaker and singer, and his business manager, Jared By, who's the owner of JLB Talent Management.
The ways of John and June, Reminim and Lou.
So transitioning back to Mark J. Lindquist, also Jared By with us, JLB Talents, his new company. He used to be Mark J. Lindquist's business manager, but they're having such success that he's spun off and has his own talent company, JLB Talents, and of course, Mark J. Lindquist. Now, you did the national anthem for the Petroleum Council a couple years ago,
yeah.
And then I heard a rumor that you big-time Donald Trump.
I don't recall.
No, I heard that you got asked, but you had previous commitments to sing when he came to North Dakota. So I,
yeah, oh, that's right, that's right. Yeah, you know, we do travel 225 days a year. You know, do about 80, 90 speaking gigs and about 30, 40 national anthems around the country. And, you know, sometimes we can't make it work.
I know. I heard that and I thought, I bet Mark was kicking himself a little bit. Because we're not talking politics here. It's about opportunity.
Yeah, it's about opportunity.
And, you know, and so I thought, I couldn't see him saying no out of politics. He must have been doing the Indianapolis Colts or something.
Yeah, it was, you're everywhere, every day, you know.
It was so. You and LeBron James, right? So how many NFL games you got this year, NBA games? Mark J. Lindquist, in addition to his speaking gigs, he also does national anthems, sings it professionally, UND Fighting Hawks. Sue, yeah. Anyway, JLB Talents, you book those national anthems?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So how many gigs you got?
Well, we have three NFL games this year. We're excited about that. It'll be either a Monday Night Football game, December 11th, in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium, the Dolphins versus the Patriots conference game. Or we'll do the New Year's Eve game against the Buffalo Bills. And that we don't know yet because Monday Night Football, maybe the NFL will swoop in and say, hey, Carrie right. Underwood's going to sing. And so, of course, then I'll get bumped. So, but we're excited about that opportunity in Miami. We'll do the Browns versus the Jaguars on November 19th. That is a NFL salute to service game. As well as we'll do the Bears versus the Packers at Soldier Field for the day after Veterans Day, November 12th. And so that's our NFL schedule this year. And then we'll do the NBA team Milwaukee Bucks on Veterans Day in Milwaukee on November 11th as they play the Los Angeles Lakers.
And the Bucks, they're a really popular team now with that Greek sensation, that 7-foot point
absolutely.
Guard.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, if I was going to build an NBA team from scratch, he would be the first pick.
Neither He's one of us know how to pronounce his name or even say it. So the 7-foot guy from Greece, that's all I say.
The Greek freak, yep.
Speaking, you got any speaking gigs coming up? You want to promote anything? That you, do you have a still doing the Passion Tour, or you got
absolutely.
Some other stuff? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's, like I said, we'll do 80 to 90 keynotes here this year. I think it being October now, I think I'll be in 30 different cities from now until the end of the year.
Wow.
And so, you know, always out there trying to spread our word about squeezing the most out of life, loving what you do, having passion for the life that you live.
How about you, Jared? What do you got planned the rest of the year? You're going to be obviously getting some new clients and getting them booked up. But, I mean, you know, you're in that phase where you started a business, fire hosed it out of the gate.
Yep.
Now you got to kind of figure out where the water goes.
Yep, absolutely.
So, I mean, what's next for you?
The rest of this year is just going to be focusing on those new clients, getting them up to speed. It's kind of a slow process to get them up and going. Because you really have to know them and their business and their talk. So it's learning these new speakers I'm working with and then building on that.
All right. And a website? Do you email?
JLBtalent.com.
JLBtalent.com, Mark?
MarkJLindquist.com.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And once again, to listen to the full-length interview with Mark J. Lindquist and Jared Bai, or to listen to other Copy and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network, so we're asking you to be a part of our Facebook family, facebook.com/thecrudelife, facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
It's time to get back to our hearts and stay true, back to the ways of John and June, Ram and them.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
I'm back to the way. Oh, oh, oh.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's done. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading for the sun.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
We really don't get into politics too much, but that doesn't mean we don't talk policy. And one person we like to talk policy with is a professor, Stephen Hines, traveling the country, talking to colleges all over the place. Now, where? Now, last time we spoke, you were going to Tulsa. Where are you going to head this time?
Actually, I'm teaching a class up in Wisconsin at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh tonight, Jason. And it was going to be wide open discussion, but I suspect we'll end up talking about, you know, what's happening with the Clean Power Plan. I don't do politics myself, by the way. I'm much more of a policy wonk. But I read the original document starting, they started writing it in 2009, that is the EPA. And they did three iterations. The last one released in 2015. It immediately went before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decided they would wait until the next session to make any decision. And then Antonin Scalia died. But right now, it is very likely they're going to be picking it up in the Supreme Court now that the Supreme Court's back in session. Excuse me, it is very likely that the Clean Power Plan will be declared unconstitutional, especially with the new Supreme Court justice. I think the number I've seen right now is that it's going to save Americans about $33 billion a year because just about what it's going to cost the end user. But then there's, you know, legal costs. There's all kinds of other expenses. But, you know, the real reason the EPA got away with this because they're required to do a cost-benefit analysis of every regulation they do. Originally, they did one, and they only came up with $8 million worth of benefits, and that was for pregnant women. And I'm not making this up. Pregnant women who ate fish from the mercury and fish from Lake Michigan. Right after that, they hired Harvard University and Syracuse University to do a study on the indirect benefits. Unsurprisingly, the Harvard and Syracuse pretty much wrote a document or a study that the EPA wanted, which said that, in fact, that American people would save money over time off of the Clean Power Plan.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group, building the Davis Refinery in Belfield, North Dakota. I tell you, one of the things I love about following this Davis Refinery out there is how you guys are really tackling this head on, how you guys are not afraid to take a look at the new technology, make a look at the numbers, not afraid to make a change if it's going to benefit some of the emissions, to where you've dubbed it, a clean energy, clean technology, cleanest refinery in the United States, those types of things. How are you guys going to make sure that you can do this? Because that's quite a claim that I don't know if you guys have kind of said that, or the media has billed it as the cleanest refinery in the United States. It's a lot of pressure is what I'm getting at here. How are you guys, I guess, handling that? And how are you going to, ensure that this is going to be as clean as billed?
Well, there are a couple of reasons why this company is in business. One of them, it was formed by Davis Family Partnership to bring jobs to North Dakota. The other one is none of us that work at Meridian wanted to be part of another traditional refinery. The industry has operated far too long where you can kind of kick the plant down the road to some place where there's a bunch of other stuff going on and you get away with murder. We think the energy industry needs to start putting these facilities where they're needed, which means they have to be clean enough to fit in anywhere. And that's been our objective. And that requires that you take a little risk here and there and make sure that you can pull this all together. Now, as we've done this through our designs over the last 2 years, we figured out that, hey, every single piece of this refinery could be done either the traditional way or a better way, using a more advanced technology and something that keeps the thing more streamlined and cleaner. And that's what we've done. And, we've worked with our technology partners like the Pika and Axens. We've got a great team, and they have really done a great job digging these things out. And some of them are relatively obscure, that have solved similar problems in other industries. We've been able to pull them into refining. And indeed, when this project gets built, it will be the cleanest refinery on this planet. And we're very proud of that.
William Prentice, CEO of Meridian Energy Group. Changing gears just a second here. The water allocation recommendation was given out. I saw something in it. Didn't really get too much into it. Knew I was going to be talking to you. So I thought I'd just ask you, how did it go? And were you guys okay with what you found out?
Yeah, I think it was a great process. We've heard a lot from people about how the guys at the Air Quality Division of the Health Department have been tough on us, but they're not the only ones. The guys at the Water Allocation Authority have been also very tough, have asked a lot of penetrating questions, have made us really do our homework, and, they gave us a haircut. We had requested I think 400 GPM, and they came back with a 10% reduction. And, we're happy with that because, we're just, it's part of the process. We're going to have to kind of roll up our sleeves and, find out how to be more efficient. And that also forces us to go out into the community and find other sources of water, like municipal wastewater, that's not being used and, in fact, is a waste material. And we'll figure out a way to use that.
The word fruition comes to mind. Come to fruition.
There's a lot to be said for that comparison because it's more like farming than ranching. You're husbanding this entire process and trying to create something that's going to last for a long time. And we've had our heads down digging for quite a while, but every once in a while you have a chance to kind of stand there and look around at what you've accomplished and in the community for the last 2.5-3 years. We have accomplished a lot, and this project now has tremendous momentum. We're very happy about the status of all of our permits and all of the commercial relationships that have been developed to support the refinery. Now we're just eager to get into construction. I mean, that's when it'll be even more real to everybody. And I think we'll be there pretty soon.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Car's dead, the engine's froze. I feel the wind chill down to my toes. Well, I'm glad I don't live too far away. Well, the moonlight shining on my walk home. I'm breathing in cold, exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking out.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
People that I know. I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh, my car starts when I go.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quicker. Jack, who don't jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Hot stuff will say, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.